WTAW News Time is 8:05. It's 59 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Mary Maids. Call 979-595-1111 or go to marymaids.com. Mary Maids, relax. It's done. Good morning. I'm Kat McMullen. Two Bryan men have been arrested, accused of an aggravated robbery at a convenience store in College Station a month ago. Police Lieutenant Chuck Flieger says detectives were assisted by surveillance video from the Gateway Exxon at University and the freeway. That video was distributed by local media.
We are the city's police department, so it's very incumbent upon us to work and have that good relationship with the community, and it's something that we couldn't function without. So we're very appreciative of our citizens and our media for assisting by getting that picture out there so somebody could recognize him.
19-year-old Troy Boggart II was picked up Thursday and 18-year-old Jordan Krob on Friday. The clerk was struck from behind on the head, knocking him unconscious while taking out the trash in the middle of the night. FBI agents from Bryan spent 9 hours on Friday searching a West Side townhome. Special Agent Shauna Dunlap says the search's purpose is a secret because of a sealed court order.
But I can tell you that whenever we conduct any type of operation like this, the safety of the public and all law enforcement personnel involved is our top priority. So that's why some of the precautions are being taken that you may be seeing out there at the scene.
The search at the Woodland Court condos off West Villa Maria east of Harvey Mitchell Parkway was going at the same time of searches at two homes in upscale Houston neighborhoods. The Houston Chronicle reported all three had the same owners, and the searches were prompted by a report of chemicals that could be used in the manufacture of tear gas or nerve gas. A Bryan woman was killed Friday morning from a crash in Grimes County. The Department of Public Safety says 58-year-old Peggy Walker was a passenger in a car that hit a semi at the intersection of Highways 30 and 90 in Roanes Prairie. The driver of the car, 80-year-old James Walker Bryan, is in critical condition at St. Joseph's. The investigating trooper was told the eastbound car ran a stop sign and struck the semi. Four food service locations on the A&M campus, operated by the university's third-party provider, were closed parts of Thursday and Friday.
All were reopened following re-inspections by the Brazos County Health Department. The list of the violations are online at WTAW.com. The university spokeswoman says steps are in place to ensure it doesn't happen again. No details are given about those steps and if there will be any penalties for being closed due to the violations. According to the Health Department's Facebook page, the first four food court area, the Memorial Student Center, Sabisa World Cuisine, the Sabisa Kitchen and Dish Room, and Einstein Bagels adjacent to Sabisa were closed for a mandatory 24 hours. All are operated by the Chartwell's Division of Compass Group, which is in the second year of a five-year, $125 million contract. Statements from Chartwell's and A&M are also on our website. Bill Oliver, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Today is the deadline to register to vote next month for city council, school board, and the College Station school bond issue. Brazos County voter registrar Christy Rose says the general elections will also include the constitutional amendment election.
Also, if anyone is currently registered to vote, they need to check their voter registration, make sure that it's correct. They haven't had a name change or moved within the county. If they have, they need to get those changes in by that Monday as well. So there's not a problem on election day when they go to the polls.
You can get a change form at the Secretary of State's website or pick one up at the MSC, libraries, or post offices. Roe also says there's still time to get a government-issued ID, which will be required for voting. Early voting begins October 21st. The local nonprofit group coordinating aid for residents of West affected by the fertilizer plant explosion 6 months ago estimates assistance to individuals is falling short by $30 million. State and federal money is helping rebuild roads, schools, and is meeting other needs, but the West Long-Term Recovery Center says sufficient aid is lacking for residents whose homes were damaged or destroyed. The shortfall to residents is attributable to damages not covered by insurance, donations, or state and federal money. The center says as many as 20 families could soon see checks from private donations totaling more than $3.5 million. But the Dallas Morning News reports that fewer than 250 households were approved for Federal Emergency Management Agency aid out of more than 800 that applied. And a Travis County grand jury has declined to indict District Attorney Rosemary Lemberg over her jailhouse behavior following an April arrest for drunk driving. In a video taken by authorities after her arrest, Lemberg is shown verbally sparring with officers. At one point, she says, "Y'all are going to be in jail, not me." Austin attorney Rick Reed, who filed the complaint, is not surprised by the grand jury's decision.
In this particular case, the evidence regarding the threats that she made, these were not threats of doing physical bodily injury or, causing death to someone.
Lemberg pleaded guilty to drunken driving and served half of a 45-day jail sentence. Her refusal to resign from office following the arrest led Governor Rick Perry to veto state funding for the Travis County office that prosecutes public corruption cases. A special prosecutor's looking into allegations that Perry abused his powers by stripping those dollars. WTAW News Time is 8:11. It's 61 degrees. The Sick of the News is brought to you by Mary Maids. We'll have more news for you at 8:30, or you can find it anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Kat McMullen for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Howdy, Ags. During football season, let Mary Maids help you get ready for your weekend guests. Mary Maids is America's number one residential cleaning service and has been voted best of the Brazos for the last 6 years. They're committed to cleaning your house like it was their own. A thorough, customized cleaning from a team you can trust, guaranteed. Your entire house will be spotless, and then you can relax and enjoy the game yourself. Call Mary Maids at 595-1111. That's 595-1111. Mary Maids. Relax. It's done.
Aggie-owned and operated, Thrive Home Healthcare provides an excellent, cost-effective medical care alternative for patients and their families. Thrive Home Healthcare, helping others thrive. Call 846-1213 for qualifications and more information.
Hi, I'm Mac Brown. As football coaches, we may be rivals on the field, but we're all on the same team for children through CASA.
We want to win on the field, but too many of our kids are losing at home because of abuse and neglect.
What's at stake is a whole lot more important than a football game.
Become a CASA and help a foster child win by finding a safe, permanent home.
Join the team. Make a difference in a child's life and your own. Go to becomeacasa.org.
Sponsored by Texas CASA.
Did you ever try to dial a cell phone with gloves on? Ever had a job site without cell service? And what if you need to get a message to a whole crew at once? The only way to make this happen is with a two-way system from Skyline Communications. Skyline radios have expanded range, tough, durable handsets, and no data charges. Let Skyline show you the cost-effective way to stay in touch. Don't spend money on data or cracked glass on your phones. Call Charles Culver at Skyline Communications, 775-2-WAY. That's 775-2-WAY. 2929, serving businesses for 33 years.
813, our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you this morning by Anchor Foundation Repair. Fix your foundation the right way with the Brazos Valley's leader in foundation repair for over 28 years. Free foundation evaluations, deep drill, bell-bottom piers, and a lifetime guarantee. Learn more about the Anchor Advantage. Go to anchorfoundationrepair.net.
We'll see plenty of sunshine through today. The high temperature during this afternoon up near 85 degrees. And then for tonight, it's going to be clear and cool. Low temperature by early Tuesday morning, low to mid-50s. Now, it warms up a little bit during the day on Tuesday. Lots of sunshine will continue. High temperature 84 to 88. Fair and cool Tuesday night and Wednesday sunny and warm with high temperatures well up in the 80s. This is meteorologist Gary Best. News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Well, I think all of us enjoy the smell of vanilla, right? Don't most of us like the smell of vanilla?
Oh, yeah. It's
pleasant,
so mellow.
Home. What, you can't hear anything? Oh, how's that? Is that better? Can y'all hear us now? Hello? Does that work?
I can hear you to begin with.
Okay. All right. That's fine. Bill was in the dark. Okay.
I'm sorry.
It has to be in only one ear. Just turn your head sideways and it'll be fine. I know. You can't work under these conditions, right?
It's fine.
Okay. A beaver's butt smells like vanilla flavoring.
What?
Oh, come on.
That's where manufacturers get the extract that they need to flavor the foods and perfumes. That's right. A beaver's rear end.
Why can't they just use vanilla?
How's that make you feel?
I thought it was a bean.
Well, but not anymore. Yes, it is originally, but you see, it's too expensive, I guess, using
Good
the bean.
Good grief. It's actually an orchid.
Beavers mark their territory with this compound located in the sacks of their rear end. So I'm just letting you know.
Beaver musk?
Yep. They
really?
They anesthetize the animal to get the compound out, and that's what they use.
Beaver musk ice cream.
I just can't see that ever passing my lips again.
I know, really. Beaver musk ice cream. One wildlife ecologist tells of sticking her nose there and saying, I think people are nuts. it smells like a beaver. I'm going, okay, there you are. Got that going for you. Well, let's do some Jethro trivia. since
I'm still speechless.
Well,
and
I know.
How can we find out whether what we're eating came from real vanilla?
Again, that's the idea, is that you say, do you really believe this or not? Is that really true? So I may be no different than that lady on Fox Radio for having done that story, but we'll see.
All right. I'm just wondering why somebody smelled the beaver's butt.
Well, it seems to me more difficult to catch a beaver than to just get seeds from a plant.
Well, but it's a matter of apparently it's a matter of expense, and they take that, and I would think then you just take the chemical compound and you replicate it forever. You don't have to do it again.
Yeah, that makes more sense.
All right, time now for Jethro Trivia, then our oddly informative little news quiz that asks a simple question about recent current events in pop culture. Pop sensation Justin Bieber. We haven't done a Bieber story in so long.
Is that why you talked about beavers?
Exactly. Recently in China, and like all other tourists, he wanted to visit the Great Wall of China, but unlike other tourists that we've heard about, he had his bodyguards do what? A, fetch him some bottled water. B, take care of his pet cat back home. C, carry him to the wall. Or D, find out what Chinese officials wanted as a bribe. Once again, Justin Bieber went to the Great Wall of China. A little bit different here because he asked his bodyguards to A, fetch him some bottled water. B, take care of his cat back home. C, carry him. Or D, find out what Chinese officials wanted as a bribe. Cat, you're first.
Oh, I'll go with D. That little boy needs a spanking.
He does, doesn't he? That would be find out what the Chinese officials wanted for a bribe. Bill?
Well, that was going to be my answer, so it's probably completely wrong. I don't think I
well, hey now.
That's trivia, right?
Yeah, that's the whole thing, though. It's okay. You can have somebody else.
I'm going to say that... take care of the cat.
Okay, take care of the cat. All right, Linda?
I think he wanted to see what he could do to bribe them.
Okay, bribe them. Well, you're all wrong today. The answer is carry him.
Oh, please.
That's
why
right.
Did he need to be carried?
Yep, if you hadn't already heard, on a tour stop in Beijing, Bieber went to see the Great Wall of China and ordered his bodyguards to carry him up on their shoulders.
Okay. He needs some time off.
Just like Tiny Tim.
Yeah.
God bless us all, everyone.
Once again... boy needs a spanking. All right, let's find out what's going on at the Better Business Bureau. What you got for us today?
Well, good morning. This is one of the things that is this month is Cybersecurity Awareness Month.
All right.
And we want people to make sure that their identities are safe, that they're protected when they're on their computers. So let's talk about a few of these things. Phishing. That's P-H-I-S-H-I-N-G before cat comes in. The act of targeting victims via...
I didn't do that.
I heard that.
Okay, yeah.
Must be a beaver.
It's something my computer's never done before.
Okay.
Sorry.
That's okay.
Okay, starting on. The act of targeting victims via email in the hopes of spreading viruses and gathering personal information. Online phishing attacks can not only spread computer viruses, but they can pose a significant risk to identity theft. So Better Business Bureau has joined with the National Cybersecurity Alliance's Stop, Think, Connect campaign to recommend the following tips. I won't give them all, but if you want more of these tips, you can call the BBB later. Be on your toes. Open the emails and attachments and links from people you know. And that's pretty significant. Sometimes it looks like it's somebody you know, so you got to be really careful. Use antivirus software regularly and enhance email filters to block threats. Watch out for unsolicited emails that contain misspellings and grammatical errors. Those are the big red flags that they're not from somebody you know. Don't believe what you see. It's easy to steal the colors, logos, and header of an established organization. Scammers can also make links look like they lead to legitimate websites and make emails appear to come from a different sender. Avoid sharing. Now, that's a tough one, Scott, because everybody likes to share everything.
Of course. That's it.
So don't reveal your personal or financial information in an email, and do not respond to email solicitations for this information. Be wary of any urgent instructions to take specified action, such as click on the link or your account will be closed. That's another big red flag. Pay attention to the website's URL. You can hover over those links, and it'll give you some information. Malicious websites may look identical to a legitimate site, but the URL may use a variation in spelling or a different but similar domain. If you are unsure whether an email request is legitimate, try to verify it by contacting the company directly. Look on your account statement. Use that phone number. Almost everybody sends Hey, somebody's ringing that doorbell again.
Again.
I don't know how to turn it off.
Okay.
Obviously.
Yeah.
Okay, so anyway, we're working with that anti-phishing working group, and if you want to contact them and give them information on the latest phishing scam that's happened to you, be my guest. Finally, keep your machine clean. You want to keep the latest operating system in place, software, web browsers, antivirus protection, and apps as the best defenses against viruses, malware, and other online threats. For more information you can trust, visit bbb.org. And for more tips from the Stop, Think, Connect campaign, visit Stay Safe Online.
Okay, and how do they get in touch with you?
They can call us at 260-2222 and just ask for this information. We'll be glad to give it to them.
Okay, Bill McGuire here this morning. You know, you talk about paying attention, and I got a story here this morning. Of course, we know about Twitter's IPO, which came out on Friday. People got pretty excited about that. But Twitter Home Entertainment Group, this is a specialty consumer electronics company that went bankrupt in 2007, saw its most active day of trading in 6 years. The stock went up, 1,000% in one day. Now, it had closed at a penny the day before, a penny a share. And on Friday, it hit a high of 15 cents a share. Ended up closing at about 5 cents, but 5 cents is a 669% rise. So for any of those people who owned any of that, but that just showed that people were not paying attention. They went for the Twitter they didn't understand. Never in their mind did they think that an IPO... Never in their mind did they think that an IPO would actually be at a penny, but nonetheless, there you go. Linda Harvell here this morning. How are you today?
I am doing outstanding. How are you?
Great, thanks. What do you have for us having to do with the city of College Station's 75th anniversary?
Well, we have a little bit of a challenge right now with the Bush Library being down. The good news is that all of the items that we were collecting for the exhibit are at the library, and of course our thoughts are with the people that are on furlough. You know, we know this has got to be very, very stressful
sure.
for them. So, you know, if we have to postpone the opening of the exhibit, you know, that's what we'll do. It's scheduled to open October 21st, but we'll just have to wait and see what this week brings. So I know it's got to be very, very stressful
for
them.
Oh, sure, yeah.
But on November 15th, we have our homecoming / reunion that's going to be held at the Southwood Community Center. We have got people coming in from all over the United States
for
the weekend and getting their tickets so they can come and stroll down memory lane with the rest of us. And it's not just for us old timers. You know, we'd love to have people that are new to the community. As y'all know, anytime you get two people together that have a history, well, the stories begin.
Mm-hmm.
And so if people just want to come and listen to our reminiscing and ramblings, we would love to have you. The cost per ticket is $12. It's for a catered barbecue. You do have to pay in advance because we have to give a guarantee to the caterer.
Mm-hmm.
If you just walk up and you haven't paid your ticket, sadly, we're going to have to turn you away. Space is limited at the Southwood Community Center, but it's just amazing the response we're getting. Then on Saturday, November 16th, that's our big day out at the Bush Library. We've got entertainment. We have the Late Friday Band. It's a group of kids out of Houston. And they're going to come and perform. We have the Lone Star Dancers, Ballet Brazzers, the Bingle Bells, Consolidated Choir, and Brian Broadcasting's own Allison Barnett is our chairman for the entertainment. So if there's any group out there.
It's Allison Meserol.
I said Meserol. Good. Yeah. Sorry, Allie. I only had one cup of coffee this morning. You know I love
okay.
you. And thank you for that gentle reminder.
Oh, sure. Uh-huh.
Let's just do that publicly.
Okay.
Fine. But anyway, contact Allison Meserol here at Brian Broadcasting if you would like to perform.
How about some former Bingle Bells? We could get them out there. I'm not going to volunteer for them, but I mean, just, you know, it'd be some kind of fun.
Yeah. You know, I know a bunch, and I know a bunch of old cheerleaders. You know,
yeah.
It's just, I don't think the jumps let's and call kicks them,
let's
are going to be
them,
as high.
We'll call them former cheerleaders.
But, there, you, yeah. there you go. There, well, she was probably before you were in high school, but
uh-huh.
Sherry Smith,
uh-huh.
and now she's now Sherry Smith Frisk,
right.
was the most vivacious, vibrant, amazing cheerleader.
Sure.
She still is.
Yeah, I understand.
That woman has not changed a bit. And I think it's her. She's got one of her cheerleader outfits, I believe, being donated for the exhibit. I mean, you know, we don't throw anything away. Anyway, if you would like to perform, just call Allison here at the Bryan Broadcasting. That weekend, we actually have several reunions going on. The 50s decade is having a reunion, and the class of 1963, from graduating from Consolidated, are having their 50th reunion. The Union Pacific is our title sponsor. They're bringing out a mini train ride that's going to be going around the parking lot out at the Bush Library. That's going to be great fun. We've got a vintage car show. If somebody would like to put one of their vintage vehicles on display, B.B. Holland is our chairperson for that event. Around 3 p.m., we're going to have a birthday cake and blow out the candles and you know, officially celebrate College Station 75th. It's going to be great times. You know, it's really exciting, and this is a once-in-a-lifetime event. College Station will only turn 75 years once.
Very true.
And we do want to invite the community to the event. You know, I keep talking about the historical nature of it, but we do want the people that are newer to the community to come out and join us as well. We have a Facebook page called College Station Celebrates 75 Years, or you can go to the city's website for updated events. You can email me at lindaharvell@aol.com or call me at 703-5305.
All right, thanks a bunch. Yeah. And that's what's going on as far as the city of College Station celebration is concerned. And our community segment is brought to you by Van Dyke Rankin Insurance Company, serving your insurance needs since 1936 with honesty and integrity.
Haven't heard from your insurance agent in a while? Don't know who to contact to get answers to your questions about coverage? At Van Dyke Rankin, they realize there are a lot of unanswered questions you might have with your current coverage, particularly health care coverage. Look them up. They'll calm your fears and make sure you know what you have and with whom. Van Dyke Rankin Insurance Company. Honesty, integrity, doing it right. Serving the greater Brazos Valley area and beyond since 1936. That's VANDYKERANKIN.com.
The Aggie Report is next. For 20 years, the Learfield Sports Directors Cup has been recognizing the nation's best overall collegiate athletic program in each division, men's and women's sports. Each year, this award has remained the crowning achievement in college athletics, honoring the extraordinary efforts of student athletes in their institutions. To follow your favorite team, like us on Facebook, find us in USA Today, on Twitter at LS Directors Cup, or online. Two decades of excellence, the Learfield Sports Directors Cup.
Texas A&M now begins preparation for their game against Ole Miss in Oxford this coming Saturday night. The game is going to kick at 7:30. The broadcast over this radio station will start on Saturday night at 6:30. Two consecutive road games in a row for the Aggs after getting the win at Arkansas, then having the weekend off, and now traveling to Oxford this coming Saturday. The Aggies won the game last year 30-27. They were down 27-17 with 14:56 to go in the fourth quarter. Johnny Manziel will score on a 29-yard run to make it a 27-23 ball game. And then Manziel hit Ryan Swope with a 20-yard pass that made it a final score of 30-27. Aggies in that ball game had total offense of 481 yards. And our broadcast on this station will start at 6:30 Saturday night. The Aggies on the road at Oxford to take on Ole Miss. I'm Dave South, and that's your Aggie Report.
If you or your loved one is considered homebound under the care of a physician and needs assistance with either skilled nursing or therapy service, call Thrive Home Healthcare. Aggie-owned and operated, Thrive Home Healthcare provides an excellent, cost-effective medical care alternative for patients and their families. Thrive serves the nine-county area, including offices in Brenham, Belleville, Burton, and Hempstead, and has on-call nursing staff available 24 hours a day. Thrive Home Healthcare, helping others thrive. Call 846-1213 for qualifications and more information.
Great news from Amico Nave. They have new menu items for you. They have new price points as well. Let me tell you, I went in last week and a couple of sandwiches that they have, two new sandwiches. One is their meatball sub, and of course it includes that same meatball that you get when you get the spaghetti and meatball, but also a chicken pesto sandwich that's on a very, very nice bread. It has a little sweet flavor to it. It's a piece of bread that's especially prepared for Amico Nave, and both are served with an amazing side dish called fried bow tie pasta, which is exactly what it is. They take bow tie pasta, They deep fry it after they cook it, then they deep fry it. It's spectacular. I'm telling you, I was just shocked at how good this was. And it's if you're a chips and dip person, then you need to try the fried bow tie pasta. It is over the top as far as I'm concerned. And also they have a new spinach salad with sautéed shrimp. Of course, the meeting venue they have there in the back room, which is great if you want to have a lunch meeting or if you want to make reservations for a group, do that. Their hours are now 11 until 4, and basically these sandwiches that we're talking about, the meatball sub and the pesto, they're coming in at $7. So it's a very, very moderately priced lunch. And again, it's the great surroundings that you'll always find at Amico Navi. So a new lunch menu and their new hours 11 to 4 to serve that. That's Amico Navi right there across from Shipwreck Grill, which they also own. Amico Navi. Try for lunch today.
Wall Street's focus is on Washington. This is the Dow Jones Money Report. I'm Jeff Bellinger. Stocks appear headed for a sharply lower start as investors fret about the lack of progress in talks to end the federal government shutdown and about indications the debate about raising the debt ceiling will turn contentious. The Conference Board's monthly employment trends index is due out shortly after the markets open. Private sector economic reports are taking on added importance because the government will not release economic data until the shutdown ends. If you plan to buy consumer electronics this holiday season, Savings.com says you will find a lot of bargains on Black Friday and Cyber Monday, but many retailers will roll out deals in the first 2 weeks of next month to try to get you to start your holiday shopping early. And Mondelez International is expanding its international presence. The food company plans to introduce its coffee products in Australia and the Netherlands and increase the number of coffee products it offers in Spain. Jeff Bellinger, Dow Jones Money Report.
We live in a world where entire fortunes can disappear in seconds. There is, however, one investment so safe, no investor has ever lost a dime of principal or a nickel of interest. Municipal bonds backed by the leader in bond insurance, Assured Guarantee. With a quarter century of experience and $12 billion in claims-paying resources, ask your financial advisor about Assured Guarantee for investors who embrace possibilities but invest in certainties.
Let's get it started.
I own three coffee shops, so you never have to say, perk up. But I just discovered the new services center at OfficeMax. Their team designed our new logo, helped set up our website, and printed our signs, banners, and pastry menus on time and on budget. It's so energizing. And I'm drinking decaf.
Get special introductory offers now at the new OfficeMax Services Center. You'll find over 60 print services. Learn more in-store or at officemax.com/services.
The Dow Jones Money Report is brought to you by ABC Home and Commercial Services, specialists for your environment. Visit abchomeandcommercialservices.com.
WTAW News Time is 8:33. It's 59 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Prince Irrigation, the premier Central Texas irrigation contractor. Visit PrinceIrrigation.com. Good morning. I'm Kat McMullen. Today is the last day for everyone who plans to vote next month to apply for their voter's registration card. Brazos County Voter Registrar Christy Rose says to vote for city and school board elections, you also need to make sure any name or address changes are updated with a change form.
Either submit it here at the office or drop it in the mail. It is postage paid, and as long as it's done by Monday, then it qualifies as being a change. You have to have it postmarked by that date. And we'll process that and make the change for the poll lists for Election Day.
Rose says the general elections are paired with the constitutional amendment elections and says you will need to have a government-issued ID, such as a driver's license, a military ID, or ID issued by DPS. Rose says early voting begins October 21st. A Friday morning crash in Grimes County resulted in one death and another who was critically injured. The Department of Public Safety reported at the intersection of Highways 30 and 90 in Roanoke Prairie, an eastbound car ran the stop sign and struck a semi. A passenger in the car, 58-year-old Peggy Walker O'Brien, was killed. The driver, 80-year-old James Walker O'Brien, was taken to St. Joseph's for treatment of his injuries. A&M officials say steps have been taken to ensure their on-campus food service operations won't have a repeat of what happened last week.
Inspectors with the Brazos County Health Department imposed a mandatory 24-hour shutdown last Thursday and Friday, affecting Sabisa World Cuisine, the Sabisa Kitchen and Dish Room, Einstein Bagels next to Sabisa, and the Memorial Student Center's food court across the hall from the Flag Room. You can read the list of violations online at WTAW.com. All are operated by a division of Compass Group, which is in the second year of a five-year, $125 million dining services contract with A&M. Statements from the university and Chartwell's Dining are also on our website. University officials did not spell out what steps have been taken to prevent future health code violations or if there will be any penalties from last week's closures. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620, WTAW.
Chemicals that could be used in the manufacture of nerve gas or tear gas led to searching a townhome in West Bryan and two homes in upscale Houston neighborhoods. That's according to the Houston Chronicle, speaking to an unidentified federal law enforcement source. Otherwise, all FBI Special Agent Shauna Dunlap would talk about was safety precautions they were taking.
But because the documents are sealed in this particular case, I can't comment any further at this time regarding the nature of that operation or the ongoing investigation. And there's certainly some precautions being taken just right in that immediate area, the surrounding residences, and we're in close contact with them. No evacuation or anything that I'm aware of at this time.
Friday's operation in the Woodland Court condos off West Villa Maria, east of Harvey Mitchell Parkway, lasted more than 9 hours. The Chronicle reported all three homes have the same owners. A month ago, a convenience store clerk at the Gateway Exxon at University and the Freeway was knocked out and robbed while outside taking out the garbage. College Station police have made two arrests. Lieutenant Chuck Flieger says detectives received tips from surveillance video provided by the store and distributed by the media.
We have to have the assistance and the support of the community in order to effectively do our job. There's only so many of us that can be out on the street at any point in time. And if we have the citizens helping out there, being our eyes and our ears, they can provide us information to unsolved crimes. They can provide us information to perhaps prevent crimes from occurring.
18-year-old Jordan Krob and 19-year-old Troy Bogert II, both from Bryan, are in the Brazos County Jail. An attempt to block tough voter registration laws in Texas, which the attorney general calls a political stunt, has been rejected by a federal appellate court.
They're making it harder and harder to register Texans to vote.
That's Project Vote attorney Chad Dunn. Their bid to block the tougher restrictions has been overturned by the Fifth Court of Appeals.
If you can keep a voter roll that looks like 1994, then you'll keep 1994 election results. And I think that's exactly what the state had in mind.
One provision in the law makes it illegal to receive a voter registration card from someone who lives in a different county. Abbott's office says it's designed to instill confidence in our electoral process. Another appeal is likely. In Austin, Chris Fox, TSN News.
And the Farm Bureau semi-annual market basket survey finds shoppers are paying slightly more for food items at the grocery store compared to the first half of 2013. Higher retail prices for meat items resulted in the increase. Economist John Anderson says there have not been any major weather disasters, so the issue isn't on the supply side.
We continue to have fairly high costs in the processing and retailing sector. Energy prices remain fairly high. Fuel prices are fairly high.
Anderson says it looks like the increases have more to do with consumers than what's happening on the farm. He says that might be a sign of consumer optimism. WTAW News Time is 8:38. It's 60 degrees. This look at the news is brought to you by Prince Irrigation. We'll have more news for you at noon, or you can find it anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Kat McMullen for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Why torture yourself dragging hoses again next summer when you could get a professionally installed, water-efficient, automatic irrigation system for your lawn and landscape? Hi, I'm David Prince with Prince Irrigation. We've been serving the Brazos Valley for over 40 years with the highest quality irrigation systems in the state of Texas. We'd love to add you to our list of over 10,000 satisfied customers. Call Prince Irrigation now during the off-season and save up to 10% on your new irrigation system. Call 774-4726 or visit us anytime at PrinceIrrigation.com.
Getting to the point now where Doug pretty much does it all at Classic Collision and Restoration. Of course, since 1999, they've been doing award-winning auto restoration, custom painting, top-quality collision repair. They do everyday work, too. In other words, if you're a daily driver, gets into an accident, you need to have that work done. You need to get through all the paperwork, get a car rented, get the vehicle maybe taken to the shop to get it worked on. Well, Doug can handle all that for you, and he's just a phone call away. It's 779-8399. Now, also, if you're looking for work to be done on the inside of your car, maybe you want to convert the upholstery to leather. Maybe you need new carpet, new headliner. And again, not just cars or trucks. They'll do work on vans and boats and trailers, anything like that. And when it comes to upholstery, Classic Collision Restoration can do that. And finally, remember that Classic Collision Restoration now offers automotive exhaust work, too. They sell Flowmaster and Magnaflow mufflers, and they can replace catalytic converters. They can do custom dual exhaust mufflers and a lot more. You'll find their prices much lower than in other muffler shops and at dealers. All the work is done right at Classic's location. They are on Highway 21 West next to Sioux Falls Prater. That's Classic Collision and Restoration.
I remember the moment. I'll never forget that moment.
As long as I live.
Several of us were working to rescue a family.
The house collapsed on top of the cellar door and trapped them.
We had to use Humvees and heavy machinery to move massive trees and debris.
We got them out.
We helped a lot of people out.
It felt good to know I could really make a difference.
Because I'm a citizen soldier in the National Guard.
Be there the moment your community needs you. Learn more at NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Texas National Guard, aired by the Texas Association of Broadcasters and this station.
Roger Howard searched the world to find his true path. He climbed Mount Everest.
I think I have snow in my pants.
He ran with the bulls in Babylonia.
Ow, ow, ow!
He even sat at home in his boxer shorts with a nice cold root beer. And posted his resume on AggielandHelpWanted.com and found hundreds of jobs, everything from accounting to retail to IT. Change your path. Find the perfect job. And you don't have to get goosed by a bull to do it.
Ow!
AggielandHelpWanted.com. Long name, amazing results.
Good morning. It's 841, Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you by Barker's Heating and Cooling. 8-to-8 service, that's overtime coverage for you and your family with no overtime charges. After work, if you come home and you're unit's not working, don't worry. You still have time to get somebody out the same day. Call Barker's Heating and Cooling at 690-2278.
We'll see plenty of sunshine through today. The high temperature during this afternoon up near 85 degrees. And then for tonight, it's going to be clear and cool. Low temperature by early Tuesday morning, low to mid-50s. Now, it warms up a little bit during the day on Tuesday. Lots of sunshine will continue. High temperature 84 to 88. Fair and cool Tuesday night, and Wednesday sunny and warm with high temperatures well up in the 80s. This is meteorologist Gary Best, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
And, well, again, very nice weather over the weekend, and hope you got a chance to do whatever you wanted to do, whether it was head out to Wienerfest. Did you go to Wienerfest? That went on. Boonville Days was also over the weekend, and the first weekend of the Parade of Homes took place over the weekend. That's always really interesting to do because people get to go in and see what's new and different as far as homes are concerned, and you come up with ideas as to whether or not you're going to be buying a new home, but new things you might want to incorporate if you're going to maybe do some remodeling in your home. Anyway, that continues next week as well, and that's co-sponsored by us along with the Builders Association and the Eagle. went back to have a look at this date in history thanks to our buddy Henry Mayo, who always keeps up with this stuff for us. Back in 1971, it was October the 9th, so this week, 1971, that's 42 years ago, this headline was in the Eagle on Sunday's paper, October the 10th. College Station voters approve liquor by the drink measure. As a
Goodness.
Result of this election allowed liquor stores and alcohol to be sold in the form of mixed drinks. This was the birth of the thriving nightclub business, obviously, in College Station, all the bars and stuff at Northgate. The issue was very divisive in the community, very much. I mean, lots of people were against liquor by the drink, and obviously the churches took a front position there. Looking at the story, with my old former worker, Dave Landman. Dave wrote this story. Dave and I worked together at the Eagle, as a matter of fact. The battle is over. The smoke is clear. The liquor by the drink has come to pass in College Station by a narrow margin. Official election results showed 2,013 votes were cast. Of these, 1,080 were for the sale, 927 against. That's pretty close. That is pretty doggone close. So there you go. That's liquor by the drink. Because it used to be, folks, again, who lived here a long time ago, you'd go out you'd go out like you're going to a Snook, okay, on University Drive, extended all the way out. That's Highway 60. And just as you got across the river, I mean, less than 100 yards was Jones Bridge Package Store. And a lot of people called it Jones Bridge Package Road for that very reason, because that was the closest place where you could go to buy liquor. And then, of course, bringing liquor by the drink changed the rules around here. Could you imagine what Northgate would be like if they didn't sell liquor there? Just beer? Be a lot of beer cans, right? All right, the next time you schedule a doctor's appointment, shoot for any day but Monday.
Really?
Yep. That's when most of the germs are floating around. Doctor's offices tend to fill up on Monday with people who came down with something over the weekend. Also, when you call for your appointment, ask for something around 1 o'clock. That's usually when they get back from lunch. The first afternoon appointment usually has a shorter wait time and is less rushed than you if you fall in the middle of the lineup, which is kind of interesting. For their part, they say, interestingly, Tuesday at 1 o'clock is believed to be the best time to send an email to people who are most likely to read it more than any other time. And if you have trouble, we have phones. Yes.
Yeah, I had a comment about the liquor by the drink story.
Please do.
Yeah, well, when some of us seasoned citizens were enrolled at the big school, we called that Whiskey Bridge.
Well, we did. I didn't want to call it that. I thought Jones Bridge Road would be nicer. But, yes, you're right, sir. Thank you so much. Hi there.
Better known as Whiskey Bridge.
There you go. Yeah, I know. I was trying to be nicer than that, but that's fine. And, well, I thought of it also because, you know, I think Jones Bridge Package Store advertised on our radio station. I think I probably did a lot of commercials about Jones Bridge Package Store, and that's the reason I think of that first. But, yeah, you're right. We called it Whiskey Bridge as well. Wow. 1971. That was a long time ago. All right. Cleaning your teeth and keeping them clean. A lot of people spend a lot of time and a lot of effort trying to keep their teeth white and healthy, and there's something you can do which is relatively simple to help you with that.
Okay.
Use a straw.
Really?
Just as anything other than water can be damaging to your teeth, be it coffee or soda or tea, also sports drinks and lots of juices.
Well, you're getting personal.
Well, I understand. That's probably right. These are sweet and they're acidic and they can wear out your enamel, leaving your teeth sensitive and in some cases maybe even discolored. But if you sip your drink through a straw, then that's a pretty good way to get it beyond the front of your teeth.
Huh.
And also by sipping the soda or a sports drink, you get a good idea. Wait 30 minutes before you brush, if you're going to brush. If you do brush, then that can scrape some of that stuff off. The other thing is, story I heard from a guy.
Uh-oh.
Well, his dad was, he found this out, I think, from the sheriff's office. They were trying to do a DNA test. They were trying to do a test on a guy, and they picked up a glass from a restaurant. I don't know what restaurant it was. And they went to do a DNA test on it, and the problem was that there were like three DNA samples on the glass. So, you know, using a straw is not a bad idea from that standpoint, too.
Gross.
You know, well, no, if you go to Mexico, you know to drink out of a straw, right? Mm-hmm. So do it here, too. They usually will give you a straw if you'll ask for it, and sometimes they bring it right along. All right, tattoos. I don't know if I believe this, but it says at least 10% of us have tattoos somewhere. 10%.
Huh.
I'm not sure.
Well, that's
that,
1 out of 10 people. I guess I could see that.
I don't know. I thought it was a little higher than that, but maybe not. But it says of them, 50% of them want them to go away. Tattoo removal has come a long way from the laser treatments, and it's the new tattoo removal technology hurts less, scars less, and could remove your regret in about 5 treatments, depending on the size, the location, your age, its age. Black is the easiest color to treat. Blue and green, not so much.
Hmm.
And it can take a lot longer to lose your tattoo than it took you to get it. You'll need to wait about 6 weeks between each treatment. And the treatments cost anywhere between $100 to $200 per treatment. So just know that. Once again, I see a lot of people with tattoos. Just a lot of people have tattoos. Now, do you apologize when someone else bumps into you? Women do it more than men. And I don't know. This sounds a little hyperbole, but it says that over-apologizing whittles away your self-esteem.
Oh, really?
Saying I'm sorry for things that are clearly not your fault could become a habit. Not only does constant apologizing undermine your credibility, it can lessen the sincerity when there's a real apology in order.
Now, see, I would have to disagree with the people who wrote that. Okay. I don't think it leads to low self-esteem, but I think if you have low self-esteem, you are more inclined to apologize when it's not your fault.
Chicken or egg, right.
Sorry, but I'm also really, I think it's important to apologize.
Well, at one point, I mean, there's common courtesy involved, and again, there can be any number of circumstances, but they say to break the I'm sorry habit, you'll first need to take note of how often you actually say it. If you are a habitual apologizer, ask a friend to help you keep tabs of your apologies.
Mm. Yeah, I used to be a habitual apologizer. Okay. I know that, yeah, it's really helpful.
And then what are you supposed to do? You're supposed to have a shadower there?
Okay.
Anyway, just becoming aware of it often, how often you say I'm sorry and how often you hear it, it can help kind of curb. They call this a self-destructive behavior. That's a little over the top.
Yeah, that's hyperbole.
It's almost open. It's what you've been asking for. American Lube Centers with a hand car wash at Tower Point. Hi, this is Debbie. At American Lube Centers, we are known for our fast, friendly service, and we're looking for enthusiastic, friendly people to execute our mission of service, service, service. We need experienced lube techs and car wash techs. Apply in person at our location on Briarcrest or email hr@AmericanLubeCenters.com. Come join a winning team. American Lube Centers, growing strong, building futures, and taking care of our customers.
Men, would you like to have more energy, more lean muscle mass, and less belly fat? Increased sex drive? You can have it all if you have a healthy testosterone level. Schedule your free consultation at naturalbiohealth.com. Trust your health to the testosterone experts.
Realtors have expertise in land development and management, retail, industrial, office, and investment properties. They have the experience, knowledge, and savvy to help you achieve your business and investment real estate goals. Realtors also have the power of the National Association of Realtors behind them, working with legislators and regulators to support the key role commercial real estate plays in our national economy. Ask for a professional who understands your commercial business. Ask for a Realtor. Realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors.
Sleep Number has arrived in Bryan College Station. There's a Sleep Number store. They're going to have their grand opening coming up this Saturday from noon until 2. Kevin will be out there, and he'll have some goodies to give away. But most importantly, what you can do is find out about your number and find out about the entire Sleep Number line. Have a bed that you lay on that has a computer image that'll show you where your pressure points are, and as they change the number in the bed, as they add or they deflate the bed, then you see those pressure points disappear. So join him this weekend from noon until 2 at the Sleep Number store. It's right there just a block north on Texas Avenue right at Harvey Road, the Sleep Number store.
Dad, go long. Dad, Meatball's filling the ball again.
That Meatball loves football as much as you're going to love our season of savings, where you can get a new Ram truck from Team Dodge starting at $21,288 or a new 2013 Jeep Wrangler for $329
a month. Nice price.
Plus, we've got new 2013 Avengers for $17,998.
Nice price.
If you have any questions about buying a vehicle, just go to our website, teamandavasota.com, and click on Ask Mike. Team and Avasota, where you always get a
nice price.
Do you suffer from spine, joint, or nerve pain? Dr. Ramon Fino is a board-certified rehabilitation physician with over 15 years' experience using the most effective non-surgical treatments to identify the source of your pain and restore your lost mobility. For more information on Dr. Fino's proven techniques, log on to myspinerehabdoctor.com or call 693-8263 today. Dr. Ramon Fino, the gold standard of caring for spine, joint, and nerve pain.
About 7 till, News Talk 1620, WTAW. It's called automatonophobia. Automatonophobia. It's fear of puppets.
Oh, my gosh.
37-year-old Lindsay Broom says she's been plagued with this since she was 5 years old. Her fear started when she left the dark room. She was left in a dark room with an elderly woman. She said she sat there groaning and wheezing as an episode of The Muppets was playing on TV.
Oh,
it was
dramatic.
The strangest and most terrifying experience of my life. Lindsay is also scared by the death of Jim Henson. And, he did Sesame Street and Fraggle Rock as well. But there you go. If you're scared of puppets, it's automatonophobia. Now that you have a name for it, you know. I saw this story, Kat, this morning, and I thought of you immediately. Television.
Well,
yes.
We might have to do it in a second.
Oh, you have to go.
I do.
Just
one
a minute.
Second.
All right, we will. We'll take care of that. An airplane landed on a busy street during a rush hour in California's Silicon Valley. The single-engine plane forced to make an emergency landing shortly after takeoff due to a malfunction. The pilot managed to avoid traffic on the road by pulling into the right-hand turn lane. Nobody was injured. Police say the flight originated from a local pilot training school. And then the other, I don't have the story in front of me, but I saw a picture over the weekend of a submarine that got under Milan, apparently, and came up into the street. It's a very, very bizarre picture. It's out there on the Internet. I don't know exactly what the circumstances were, but there you go. You got airplanes landing in California and submarines coming up through the streets in Italy. And I'd say, aside from that, everything else is normal. Here's our Brazos Valley weather forecast for today. Look for a high temperature, probably going to be about 85 or so, but we're going to have north winds, which will make it much more comfortable. And then tonight, not quite so cool, probably down about 62 or 63, and then we'll slowly move up till we get to near 90 by the weekend, but there's no mention of rain in the forecast, and our lows will still be in the middle 60s. Right now, we're looking at 55 out there.
For lawn tractors, the comparison shopping ends now, because once you experience a John Deere at Sioux Falls Prater, there's really no comparison. Right now, the quality cut of a John Deere D105 lawn tractor starts at $14.99, and quality meets dependability with the X300 Select Series Tractor, which is backed by a 4-year limited warranty. Find your closest location at cptractor.com. Sioux Falls Prater, quality and integrity at prices you can afford.
Offer ends 10/25/13. Prices and model availability may vary by dealer. See dealer for details.
Mike Sutherland will work to ensure responsible economic growth for the city of Bryan. Mike Sutherland will represent all Bryan citizens and will support the city staff while finding solutions to the problems and concerns facing the city of Bryan. It's time things change. Let your vote bring positive change to Bryan city government. Please join me, Leroy Johnson, in voting for Mike Sutherland for mayor of the city of Bryan.
Vote Mike Sutherland for mayor of Bryan. Political ad paid for by the Mike Sutherland campaign. Tana Sutherland, treasurer.
Business owners, do you have used equipment and materials taking up space that you'd like to sell quickly for cash? I'm Lance Swigert, Vice President of Swico Auctions. Locally owned, we sell literally everything from heavy equipment to staplers for businesses looking to turn unwanted items into money. If you need it gone now, we'll come to your place, gather all the information, and sell it. Or list it yourself. See how it works at swicoauctions.com. S-W-I-C-O auctions.com. Texas license 15939.
When you think of Texas A&M Athletics on WTAW, think of those businesses who sponsor the games of your favorite team. Businesses like Thrive Home Healthcare, Pioneer Steel, Rudy's Barbecue, and Prosperity Bank. Here's a big gig'em to these sponsors of Texas A&M Athletics. You're listening to the flagship station for Texas A&M Athletics, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
When it comes to dry cleaning, you want convenience. Hallmark Cleaners is right around the corner with 3 BCS locations. South College Avenue, Rock Prairie Road at Highway 6, and Welburn Road next to Chicken Express, as well as one in Navasota. You want a fast turnaround. Hallmark Cleaners offers drive-through and same-day in-by-9 out-after-5 service. You want quality processing for your clothes with competitive pricing. Trust the professionals at Hallmark Cleaners, serving the Brazos Valley with complete dry cleaning, laundry, and alterations for over 20 years.
News Talk 1620 WTAW, just a couple of minutes still. Okay, here we go. Television programs in Norway keep getting more exciting. Norway's public broadcasting channel says they'll dedicate 5 hours of airtime to live knitting.
Oh, wow.
On November the 1st, the NRK network says the live broadcast will be preceded by a 4-hour pre-recorded documentary on how to remove wool from sheep and turn it into a sweater. It might sound a little bit boring, but the producer, whatever her name is, assures viewers they'll be knitting as fast as they can.
Wow.
The program is part of an attempt by the network to break the knitting world record.
It's kind of cool.
I guess there's got to be one. The current nonstop knitting record of 4 hours and 50 minutes is held by Australia. Oh, we have, is this like the fireworks demonstrations? I mean, you have competitive knitting and countries do it one against the other, pitting one against. That's it. Why go to war when you could just knit?
Sounds good.
It's the NRK Network, and again, it'll be on November the 1st. It'll be the World Knitting Championships. And police in American Fork, Utah, put a fake parking ticket on a Barbie toy Jeep that was left in the middle of the street.
Oh, my God.
A patrol officer spotted the pink Jeep that was parked in the road blocking